What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Do you want to connect with your spirit guides? I think it's a lot easier than you think, my friend. We love spirit guides over here on Dear Gabby, and spirit guides are loving beings that guide us to learn valuable life lessons and return us to that sense of safety inside and guide us throughout our life. And the more that you communicate with them, the more you can access their infinite wisdom. It's like any friendship. The more you pick up the phone and call that friend, the more they can give you. And so you can actually pick up the phone, you know, make a big call to those guides today. You can connect with your guides right now by practicing my free spirit guides meditation. You can download it now at deargabby.com/spirit guides. The link will also be in the show notes. Get ready for that full-blown connection. A connection that can support you forever, that can guide your life, that can be one of the most powerful relationships you'll ever establish. In minutes, you'll start to tap into their loving presence and connect to their guidance and support. And you might feel just warm or a tingling sensation, or you might see signs and symbols throughout the day. Download my free spirit guide meditation today at deargabby.com/spirit guides to connect with your guides now. Listen now to communicate with your spiritual support system and access their divine wisdom, love, and protection. That's deargabby.com/spirit guides.
Gabby.
Gabby. Hey there, welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. Welcome back. We're in the studio. We hustled across Canal Street. We did my curling iron literally while I was eating a snack and getting my lashes done. This is a production that is on the move, people. But we're really happy to be here because it's manifesting season in Gabby World. It's manifesting season in Gabby World. Are you ready? We're going into a big wave of manifesting. I know that's what you want. I know that's what you guys are most excited about. I am so thrilled to be able to just bust out some major methods. So I figured I'd begin this season of Dear Gabby that's manifesting with a little beginner's guide to manifesting. So if you're out there and you're like, I know I want to manifest. I know I want to be able to attract my desires. I want to be able to begin to be a magnet for what I want in my life, but you don't know how. This is your episode. This is the beginner's guide to manifesting. I'm also going to bring in a few guests and just answer some questions. And so here's the vibe. We're talking about it. And I think that there's three tips I'll give you right now for the beginner's guide to manifesting. Number one, clarify what it is that you want to attract into your life. Because often we can think, okay, I want that, but maybe it's too good to be true. Or I'd like to attract this relationship, but, or I have that desire to do this work, but, or there's something that may be in the way. I want you to become crystal clear about what it is that you desire, and also really make sure that it's in alignment with what it is that you believe you can attract. Because if we start, this is kind of leaning into step two, align yourself with that desire. What do I mean by that? If you think that you can't have it, or you think that it's too far from reach, or there's a lot of buts in the way, the buts block the manifestation. So what could we do instead? Not minimize your desire, but simplify maybe. Maybe it's something along the lines of, I want to manifest this relationship of my dreams, and there's a little but there. Maybe you adjust that desire slightly to, I want to manifest my greatest joy so that I attract the beautiful relationship of my dreams. And so it's less about getting the thing and more about being in alignment, more about being in joy. So for instance, right now, instead of being like, I want this next level of my career, I'm literally just manifesting more creative space. Does that make sense, everybody? Leave a comment that resonates with you. Because when we get into this place of recognizing that it's not necessarily about attracting the thing, it's about attracting the feeling. So that's your second step, getting into alignment with the feeling of what you desire. I'll recap. Step one, clarifying your desire, claiming it, but also making it more about the desire to feel a certain way. Then the second step is to get into alignment with that feeling. So my manifestation right now is all about feeling creative and less about trying to get to some level or do some kind of thing. It's about feeling creative. The feeling is what manifests. The feeling is what manifests. You manifest what you believe. You manifest what you feel. You manifest the energy that you bring forth. If you are out of alignment with the feelings, beliefs, and energy of what you desire, you will block your manifestation. So the deal here today is the third step is about letting that desire be magnified. Allowing that desire to be magnified. And so noticing the points throughout your day where you might be minimizing the desire. Maybe you're coming in and you're looking for the problems rather than the solutions. Or maybe you are talking about your desire in a way where you're saying, oh, well, it's too good to be true, or I can't have that thing. I want you to subtly adjust your energy around your desire. And for some people, this may mean just shut the fuck up. Because if you talk about it too soon, it could actually get in the way of what it is that you're attracting. So really hold the energy around it and magnify it by protecting it. Magnify it by only talking about it with the people who you really care about it. Magnify it by stopping yourself in the moment when you notice, oh, I just went out of alignment. I got to get back in. And to help you with that alignment, I have something amazing for you. To help you get into that alignment, there's two free manifesting meditations I'm going to give you. You go to deargabby.com/manifest. You can have access to these two free manifesting meditations. These will rock your world. The manifesting meditations that are in here are going to help you get back into that alignment, harness that energy, rocket it out to the world. And when you notice yourself getting out of alignment, come back to that energy. So here are your steps one more time. Step one, be clear about your desire. Claim your desire, write it down, be a yes for it. The second step is to align yourself with the feeling rather than the desire, rather than the thing. It's the feeling that manifests. It's the energy that manifests. It's not the thing. So focus and harness your attention around that feeling of what it feels like to attract what you want into your life. And make sure you really hold those feelings close, honor that energy in step three, respect that energy, shut the fuck up around people that you think are going to be naysayers. Talk to the people who are your super attractor running buddies. Keep it close. Keep it connected. Those two free manifesting meditations that I have for you, deargabby.com/manifest. deargabby.com/manifest. Just go to that URL, get these two free manifesting meditations. These are going to supercharge you, get you amped and ready, and begin your journey to manifesting.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you ever feel like your mind is racing 100 miles per hour? I know that you do because I hear your voices on this show. You come on and people are explaining that they have anxiety, lots of incessant thoughts. They feel like they just cannot get out of their own way. Well, I'm here to tell you that therapy is here to help you figure it out. Therapy can teach you how to work with yourself as opposed to against yourself. And I've been in therapy for 20 years, my Lord, and I would never miss a week. So whether you're struggling with a decision around your career or a relationship or just any number of things, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want and figuring out how to navigate life with more ease and more grace. And with BetterHelp therapy, you can support yourself with a lot of positive coping skills by getting that support from your therapist. You can really learn how to set boundaries and empower yourself to be the best version of you. And I hear all the time, yeah, I should get into therapy. I don't know where I should get a therapist. I hear that all the time. That's why I love BetterHelp being a sponsor on this show, because it's the quickest way for me to guide you to an excellent therapist. And because it's all online, which I love, you can just do your first session anywhere that's really comfortable for you and private. And BetterHelp is so committed to making sure you are well matched that BetterHelp makes it super easy to switch therapists if you want, at no additional charge. Make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Gabby to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/DearGabby. I've been talking about gut health for years. It is such a high priority for me. When people ask me, Gabby, what's your wellness routine? I'm like, as long as it's healing my gut, I am for it. I'm here for it. My wellness routine has always, always included healthy eating, mindful thinking, meditation, and most importantly, a very good probiotic. But I was on the market for this probiotic forever, and I just couldn't find the right match for me. And then I found Seed. I am so thrilled to share this with you. I found the daily symbiotic that supports digestive health and boosts immune function. And with Seed, I wasn't just getting this any old probiotic supplement. I was getting a plant-based probiotic and prebiotic with 24 clinically studied strains designed to promote diversity and harmony in my gut. And it's now what I'm going to shout from the rooftops. Seed developed this scientifically validated, clinically studied next-generation probiotic. Their DS1 daily symbiotic is the one that I trust and recommend to everyone. And Seed is just different than others. It's just engineered to survive in your GI tract. And I take the two capsules once a day on an empty stomach, and I am ready, steady, go, Gabby. So you can avoid gut mania and head to a trusted source of symbiotics. Visit seed.com/DearGabby and use code DearGabby to redeem 30% off your first month of Seed's DS1 daily symbiotic. That's seed.com/DearGabby and use code DearGabby. Trust me, your gut will thank you. So let me just do one more recap, just so it's really grounded. Clarity is king when manifesting. Clarity is king when manifesting. So clarify that desire, nail it, know it, feel it. Make sure, number two, that that desire is backed with an energy, not an outcome. Outcomes are focus on the energy. The energy is what attracts. And number three, stay in alignment with that energy. You can go do those two free manifesting meditations at deargabby.com/manifest. You can really just shut up when you're talking to people that you're with that are naysayers. Just disengage. Talk to the people that are your crew and own this. This is your journey. I'm so happy to be your guide. And this is manifesting season, people. The main message that I want to make sure it comes through for anybody on this manifesting journey is that the more you try or the more you push, the more you resist. And it's in the absence of resistance that your manifestations come into form. It's in the absence of resistance that you allow the universe to do for you what you cannot do for yourself. We often get stuck in this story that I have to make something happen, but all the making is blocking the manifesting. True manifesting is about being in an energy of joy, an energy of accelerated enthusiasm. And does that mean that we don't have a bad day? Of course we have a bad day, but we get back into alignment gently. We honor our feelings. We respect our emotions. We come back to a centered place. I actually have this Gabby coaching membership, and I created this because it's about being in alignment, staying in alignment. And for me, my practice has always been come back to grace, come back to grace, come back to grace. And the more you have that comeback rate and the faster that comeback rate becomes, the more alignment you live in. And when you live in alignment, the universe reveals to you extraordinary gifts, extraordinary support, messages beyond your wildest dreams, guidance, people, everything that you need to develop the life that you desire. And I mean that fully and completely. Listen, for those of you who are new to me, you know, I, when 25 years old, was like a strung out junkie on cocaine. And here I am now living a life beyond my wildest dreams because I made a commitment to lean into grace, to lean into joy, to lean into optimism and possibility, and to do the work to heal my inner world. This is not just about Super Attracting or The Universe Has Your Back, which are my two most popular books. The Universe Has Your Back, Super Attractor. People are always like, I want to manifest. I want to manifest. But you know what? My biggest manifesting book of all is Happy Days, The Guided Path from Trauma to Profound Freedom and Inner Peace. And the reason that that book is such a big manifesting book is because when we actually heal our inner world, that's when our outer world begins to expand. So yes, this is a beginner's guide to manifesting. Yes, this is a journey of just developing and unleashing that energy within us. But most importantly, never forget that the real message here is to tune up what's happening on the inside so that the outside world is a reflection of your internal condition. I really hope this served you. If you love this episode, leave us a review in Apple. Go leave us a review. We want to hear from you. We want to get your feedback. We want to know what your energy is around this. I want you to feel the energy of what this episode is offering you and spread it wide because more people need to know these messages. Thank you so much for joining me. And if you love this, make sure to get your two free manifesting meditations. They will rock your world. Go manifest. Okay, let's bring somebody in, Alyss, please. Hi, Nicole.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you for having me on and great time to talk about this. My question is kind of more about what you were just saying about returning to grace, because I feel like when you start this journey of manifesting, I feel like it goes alongside with when you start meditating, because for me that they came hand in hand. And you kind of start off with this really big high because I've never done it before. And, you know, you start noticing things. And every time I went in to meditate, like I could just feel shifts and it felt really powerful. But then you kind of plateau almost. And I mean, I try to live my life where every day I feel joy. And every day I notice the things that I love. And I hold, because I, you know, like I love my life. I have a wonderful,
I understand your question. Yeah. I'm gonna just dive in. Is that okay, Nicole? It's sure. Kind of about what happens when you plateau. Is that right?
Yeah, it's what happens when you plateau. And then when you're trying to dream these big, amazing dreams, that's hard. It's hard to get out of your everyday life and what you've known and what you've been raised on. And I know I can have these big dreams. Like, I know I can, but it's almost like I can't let myself dream that big.
Got it.
It's almost too scary.
Okay. So Nicole, I love you. Just before I start, great questions. Thank you. So Nicole, here's the story. When you have day-to-day life or an upbringing that's the opposite of this kind of thinking or stories from the world that are the opposite of this desire, you have to come back to what I just taught you, which is that it's not about the outcome. It's about the day-to-day feeling. So instead of thinking, oh, I have to hold this big dream and see this dream into reality, it's more about, I want to just feel good. I want to focus on my energy. I want to lean into positive conversations. Remember, one of the steps I gave you was just to shut the fuck up, right? So there's going to be moments where you're going to just not talk about this at all with the people that are the naysayers, or keep it close. Maybe journal about it at night when you're in your own solitude and you're in your own space. Dream about it as you walk around, but just don't let any outside influences minimize your dreams. And that's about you being consciously co-creating your reality by feeling good, by tending to your experiences on the inside, taking care of your internal condition, doing therapeutic work, doing spiritual work, practicing your meditation. It also answers your second question, is like, when I'm meditating regularly and manifesting regularly, and then it plateaus. So there's a great thing I want to share with you, which is simple. When things get good, keep going, reach for more. The plateauing occurs when you just are like, oh, I got there, right? We're always reaching for more. We always have this openness about what it is that we desire, and keep shining the crystal that is you. And so undoing the stories of our past and disconnecting from the naysayers and coexisting in a world that's filled with a lot of terror and trauma and manifesting, sure, that's not easy. But when we make joy our priority, when we make our inner world our priority, when we make our breath our priority, when we use an app like the Gabby Coaching Membership and you lean into it and lean into it and lean into it and lean into it, and you come back and you come back and you come back, your comeback rate becomes so much stronger than your fear. And so that pattern, that repetition, and that commitment is not about trying to get an outcome. It's about aligning with a being and a presence that allows the outcomes to come to you naturally. I really want to emphasize that the miracles happen in the moments. The miracles happen in the moments. This isn't about just, I'm there tomorrow. It's not about being anywhere. It's about being right here in the presence of the greatness of who you are. How'd that feel? Feel good, Nicole?
Okay.
Thank you, Nicole.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
There are certain things that I will absolutely, absolutely, absolutely not compromise. And one of those things is my bedding. I love cozy sheets. I love to feel safe and yummy in my bed. And I am telling you, Cozy Earth is a game changer. Cozy Earth's best-selling bamboo sheet set is so soft and it's just temperature regulating. And they're also amazing. These sheets are so gorgeous. They're actually named one of Oprah's favorite things, and Oprah has the best taste. And you all know that peace and tranquility that you can have when you get a good night's sleep. So my bedroom's literally like a sanctuary for me. And with Cozy Earth's sheets and blankets, their pillows, all of it, it is so comfortable and it feels really luxurious. And I cannot emphasize enough how important our sleeping environment is. So now, I look to Cozy Earth as an integral part of my overall self-care ritual. And everything in that collection is just super stylish, chic. It's light, it's breezy, but most of all, it's comfortable. It's soft. It just brings you into the bedroom so comfortably. And I literally cannot wait to get into bed at night. So trust me, once you try this out, you're never going to want to sleep on anything else. You, like Oprah, are going to want more Cozy Earth. They also have a wide range of products from sheets to duvet covers to pillows, pajamas, and loungewear. CozyEarth.com, your destination for the softest, most luxurious sheets. Cozy Earth provided an exclusive offer for my listeners today, up to 40% off site-wide when you use code Gabby. Today's episode is sponsored by Jenni Kayne. Manly, I just love this brand. I have been wearing Jenni Kayne for probably 5 years now. I have been wearing their mules in the summertime and in the wintertime. I love them. I wear them around the house. They're the cutest thing ever. And when I'm in the countryside, I just love to get that cozy, comfy sweater. And my new favorite sweater is this new Jenni Kayne sweater that is super, super cool. It's this brand out of California. And I love their luxurious cashmere elevated version of these just sort of everyday basics. Literally, every time I wear one of them, I get compliments. And they have a gorgeous V-neck called the Flynn Cashmere Sweater. And this is like the perfect, most gorgeous casual, but it's really elegant. I also have their Cashmere Francis Polo. It's kind of like this vintagey vibe that's just really cute. The collection is so intentionally designed that you literally pair a Jenni Kayne sweater with jeans or with a little slip dress or a skirt. It's just effortless and chic. But wait, my friends, it's not all. Jenni Kayne also has a stunning collection of home essentials, beautiful furniture, pieces that are cozy throws. They have this everything fall vibes, just gorgeous. I'm obsessed. So don't take my word for it. Check it all out. I promise you, you're going to love, love, love this brand. Find your forever pieces at JenniKayne.com. Listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code DEARGABBY at checkout. That's 15% off your first order. Jenni, J-E-N-N-I, KAYNE.com, promo code Dear Gabby. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about. All right. Big love to Nicole. Let's take in one more. We have time for one more. Thank you so much. That was absolutely gorgeous. That was excellent.
Thank
questions.
You.
Excellent freaking questions. Time for one more, Alyssa. Hi, are you back? Are you back? Have you been with me before?
Just by listening, but not with the recording.
Beautiful. Know? Welcome, sweetheart.
So my question is basically, how do I manifest independence when I manage to basically manifest almost everything else?
Independence in what way?
I've kind of built a company where my family is part of it, other people are part of it, which is beautiful. And I want to lean more into myself.
Oh.
Maybe, you know.
Great.
That doesn't mean change fields necessarily, but feel like I'm more walking my path and not watching everybody else, if that makes sense.
I love it. Okay. So Alessio, here's what I want you to do. I want you to apply those three steps. First step is I want you to clarify, what does this desire mean to you? So I want to manifest more independence in my existing career. Or I want to manifest more independence with this family dynamic. Just clarify it for yourself so it's very crystal clear, my love. The second step is to really make sure that it's not about an outcome, but about a feeling. So I want you to really think about, what does it feel like? Was there a time in your life that felt really independent for you? Or maybe when you're out with your friends or you're working out or you're just doing something casual or a creative project, what in your life feels like independence? I want you to do more of that. I want you to feel into that. I want you to cultivate that feeling now and not wait for it. It's not about an outcome. It's about experiencing it. And then the third step is to make sure that you are protecting and honoring and respecting that desire by maybe not bringing it up with your family, maybe not talking about this desire with anybody that isn't in full alignment and support of it. I'm here to support you right now in this desire. You have hopefully some spiritual running buddies out there, and to stay in connection to it, to lean into it. Go get those two free manifesting meditations, deargabby.com/manifest. Go grab them. And my love, use those daily to stay in a container where you feel aligned with that desire and don't talk about it with the people who don't support it. Because what happens, my love, is when you change your energy, everybody else around you changes too. When you start to assume the energy of that independence, you're going to be blown away by what happens in your family dynamic. Boom, 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 boom. Everything starts to shift. So this is the practice. Follow these three steps. Stay in alignment with that desire. Expect miracles. Expect miracles. What a gorgeous show, my friends. What a gorgeous show. I am so proud to be able to just bust in here, give you this guidance, support you on your manifesting journey. It's manifesting season right now. In addition to those two free meditations, go to deargabby.com/manifesting challenge. Manifesting challenge. Get yourself in there. Get yourself ready to go. We're going to do a manifesting challenge together. It's going to rock your world. Do not miss this. deargabby.com/manifesting challenge. And get excited for manifesting season. It's here. Here we go. Get ready. So I'm going to really be focused on you guys next week. I love you. Thank you for jumping in so quickly. Thank you, Alessio. Thank you, Nicole. Thank you, Alyssa. We love you guys. Peace. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.